A little call out.
Shout out.
He's going in the chat now.
He's not here. No, I don't do call outs. Yeah. Is it on? To the Jewish people, am I coming in clear to the Jewish people? Okay, we're on Sichas Haran tonight. Special edition Sichas Haran. Tonight and always. Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Moshe Tzvi, Ben Baruch Yosef. Ah, Motzei Tisha B'Av, huh? The Gemara says, Shekula mitason shel tzadikim kesreifas beis elkeinu. That the death of tzadikim, p'tira, the histalkus of a tzadik, when a tzadik leaves the world, it's akin to the destruction of the temple. You've heard such a teaching before? Yeah. The world is changing. That's pretty impressive. I don't think I ever heard such a teaching at this stage in life. But the destruction of the temple and the histalkus of a tzaddik had the same impact in the world, which is pretty wild. Because like we were talking about, if you remember in the beginning, when we were talking about Shvasar Batamas and the halachas of the 3 weeks, anything that exists in time exists in space and is manifest in the soul of the individual. It's like ancient history, right? I was gone for 2 weeks, didn't miss a beat. No difference. But that was we were talking about that. That anything that exists in time exists in space, and in the soul of an individual, it's called Ashan. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. So the Kedusha of a Tzaddik in the world, or the impact of a Tzaddik in the world, is the level, or the expression of the Beis HaMikdash. So tonight we're going to learn Sichas Haran, special edition Sichas Haran. And anybody who leaves in the middle gets free froyo. And I'll buy anybody. I'll buy you a coffee or a beer, and then you can have one with the ferret. Nitzachti v'anatzeach, gamarti v'gmor. It's Rabbi Nachman said. Rabbi Nachman said, "Smoch alai, depend on me." Nitzachti v'anatzeach, gamarti v'gmor. In the end, alai. In the end, you'll see what's left, what's nitzchi, what's eternal, the impact of Rabbeinu in the world, the tzaddikim amitim in the world, the true tzaddikim in the world. And tonight, it's interesting, Motzei Tisha B'Av, there's halachos, really, it's interesting that halachos of 9 days apply, Motzei Tisha B'Av, and even more machmir in a certain sense, in certain regards, l'chumrah tonight, actually. Even though there's a sense of relief, which is an irrational relief almost, like what? But until Chatzot tomorrow, until Chatzot on the 10th, the Beis HaMikdash was still burning. The embers were still in flames. The actual most intensity of the destruction took place Motzei Tisha B'Av. But since it's Erev Shabbos and we're going to turn Thursday night into Erev Shabbos, it's the Leil Shishi now, in deference to the holiness of Shabbat, which is Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Yishalayim is rebuilt on Shabbos. Shabbos is the palace of the king. Shalayim is the Beit HaMikdash. So in deference to the Kedusha of the Mikdash, which is existing on Shabbos, so we do different things when Motzei Tisha B'Av falls out on Leil Shishi. Times of laundry and bathing and even getting haircuts and preparing ourselves to Chod Shabbos. But still, connecting ourselves and binding ourselves to the teachings of this true tzaddik is bringing the tzaddik more to life, and that's building the Beis HaMikdash. We attach ourselves to the tzaddikim, we're building the Beis HaMikdash. I love these types of formats where no one could push back, or no one feels comfortable to disagree and raise their hand and say, like, what on earth are you talking about? But I appreciate the opportunity to be able to just impose my thought on everyone. Thank you Ailey for shaming me into doing this. No, what do you think about the WhatsApp group, right? It's over. Toast, no? So uncomfortable sitting there with my little stupid phone talking into the phone. With the ferret and Ora sitting at the table, no? Ad kan. But it is after Maariv or mid-Maariv, so this is our time for Sichas Haran. the concept of nechama, of how do we translate nechama? What say we? Nechama. Right. At the birth of Noach, who is called Ish Tzaddik, what's the matter? People on the live stream can't hear. I see the chevra with the microphone at davening in the morning. I can't get too close to it. No, I'll be moser nefesh, but to an extent, you know? Is there something we could do about this? No, I'm saying, I'm not trying to be uncomfortable. I was here at davening this morning. I saw what went on. We don't share, you know, we don't share ice cream cones during Corona. It's Kufas Corona, we have new... How about now? Reba, we good? Maybe just make the volume louder. Are we able to do that? Okay, how about if I shout? Okay, yeah? Okay, the birth of Noach. Noach is called Ish Tzaddik. Just leave if it's uncomfortable, if it's too much. I don't have to do it. The birth of Noach. So, Torah tells us that Noach came into the world. After our descent, after our fall from Gan Eden, after our galus from Gan Eden, Noach is called Ish Tzaddik. He's called a Tzaddik. The Tzaddik comes into the world to comfort humanity, to console humanity, to direct, to influence, to help us find dry land, ironically, terra firma, something to stand on. In the midst of a raging mabul, that's Noach's job in the world. Medrash Rabbah points out the grammatical. I know everyone loves diktuk, but Medrash Rabbah points out an unbelievable diuk in the pasuk. That grammatically, really, the pasuk should read Noach. His name is Noach. Why? Ze yanichenu, not ze yinachamenu. His name should have been something else. It would have been yinachamenu. Grammatically, if we're learning at the name Noach from a pasuk, it says Zeyanichenu. Says the Medrash, either Noach Zeyanichenu or Nachman Zeyinachamenu. Shnei Shemos Hayol Noach. The Medrash says Noach had two names. He was called Noach, and his other name was Nachman. In the same way that Noach came to the world as the koch of the tzaddik after the fall, to restore paradise in the world, to save the world from a raging, chaotic mabul, by inventing, Noach came in and invented kalim, tools, agricultural tools, to enable the work and the toil of the earth, to fix the world, to build the world, to help fulfill the promise that Hashem made to Adam, of La'avda La'shamra, being the world, to fix the world, to create, to build. So Noach, the tzaddik, comes in and provides us with those tools. In the same way, Rabbi Nachman is in effect bringing us, giving us kelim to reach Nechama. Nechama doesn't just mean to console. We'll talk more on Shabbos about this. But it means to reconsider, to think again. To reconsider our place and the nature of the world, what's happening. By shining a light of emunah, by shining a light of confidence, that's called Or HaTzadik. That's what Noach did. The Tzohar Taseh L'Teva, illuminate the Teva. That's the Or HaTzadik. The light of the Tzadik is expressed through Noach illuminating, having a window that shone light into the world. Everyone knows that the light in the Teva, the window in the Teva, was to allow light in. But in the same way, it was to allow the light of Noach, the Tzadik, to shine out into the world. Zeyinach Ameinu. That's what Rabbi Nachman's doing in the world. In Breslov burnt the fire. In Breslov they burned the fire. There was a great light. Ask Hashem to burn that in our hearts. To have a lev basar. And then the binyan Yerushalayim depends on our hiskashos and our connection to tzaddikim. I mean, we say it in Shemoneh Esrei. Ala tzaddikim al chassidim al tzikdei amcha beis Yisrael al v'alek tzasafei v'chule v'chule v'chule. Baruch atah Hashem mish'an Umiftach, Mishan Umiftach, Atzadikim, Lushalayim Ircha, Barachamim Toshav. It's a smichas habrachas. The brachas come together. Mishan Umiftach, Atzadikim, Yerushalayim Yerucha Barachim Im Tashuv. The koach of the tzaddik is rebuilding Yerushalayim in the world. That's the koach of Shabbos. So Rishon Barichai is called Shabbos. It's called Shabbat. Because the Kedusha of Shabbat, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, is manifest in the soul of the tzaddik. Mishalem Mavtach L'Tzadikim Yerushalayim Yerucha. So, okay, Sichas Aran, that's just parenthetical. Sichas Aran. I'm coked up after fast day, so I'm just letting you know. If you leave, press. Star on your chart. What are we up to? We learn in order. This is not chaos. This is not... The last few sichas that we've been learning have actually been a unit. Right? These sichas in a row are like, it's a unit. If anybody's been paying attention. If you haven't been paying attention, it's okay. I respect that. But these sichas, I want to try to bring them together a little tonight and then try to make sense of all the different little Torahs that we've been kind of touching on the last week and a half or so. So let's pick up with Sicha Mem Dalad. For all of those of you playing at home, that's 44. Sicha Mem Dalad. Be'inyan Hashem Shel Adam. Regarding a person's name. Rabbi Nachman says, and this is a conversation. If you go with Rabbi Zriel on the footsteps of Tzadikim from Kremenchug to Medvedevka or something, or from, I don't know, between, you know, Breslov and Polonia or something, maybe you could have those conversations too. But Rabbeinu said along the way, Hashem, person's name, davar gadol ma'od. It's a big thing. A name is a big thing. Adam Arishon. You know that Adam Arishon looked around at all of creation, saw everything in creation, recognized its essence, its pnimius, and gave it a name. Hashem u'davar gadol ma'od, v'diber harbeh mizeh. Menachem spoke about this a lot. Gam diber imanu me'inin apsukim shenogim lamar kodem yul ratzon. You know this thing? At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, yul ratzon reifi v'gol lefanecha? You have a little insert the pasuk of your name here. You know about this? It has it in the art scroll. If it has it in the art scroll, it's the nusach of the Jewish people. What's this business? Menachem is very into that, by the way. That was before art scroll. He was very into this. He spoke about this a lot. Maschilun Mesaimin Ba'osio Shal Shmo. That the first letter of the Pasuk, and the last letter, the beginning of your name, the end of your name, and if not, then a Pasuk that your name appears in, or something that it's similar to. He's very into it. V'amar, and he said, Shiyodeh Levayar Kol HaShemot Shal Otan Shamdu Srivo Heichan Heim Romzim. He knew how to explain and touch up, so to speak, everybody who was around him, all this Chevra. He knew how to explain to them what their name was. Like what the source, what the shorish of their name was, like what it was, what it represents, where it comes from. U'biyoterim Rabbi Shimon. Especially with Rabbi Shimon. Who's Rabbi Shimon? Exactly. It was Rabbi Shimon Kremenchug, who was his right-hand man, his Gabbai, who was buried in Eretz Yisrael, right? Diagonal from the Ariya Kadosh. Right near Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Nosson Breslover. Perpendicular from the Mechaber. V'yoterim Rabbi Shimon, his Talmud, his Shamish, he spoke about it a lot. He was very into the fact that his right-hand man, his name was Shimon. Hitziruf, Ayin Vav Nun, and Mem Shin, he didn't want to explain what the pshat was, but he said that this Tziruf is Mamish Kol in Yanov V'chinatos Rabbi Shimon. Like his whole name, his whole essence of this person was represented by his name, which is a connection of this follow of those letters. This whole thing of saying a pasuk at the end of Shemona Esrei, what's the story? What's the story? What is the deal? It's of ancient origin. You know, I don't want to like get back into this a little bit this morning. I felt bad that I didn't mean to like poke fun, but like, we're not sure exactly what the origin is. Now, even Rabbi Willig had a strong bit about that this morning. The Ramu, even Mordechai Willig was talking about, we don't know, Rabbi Lazar Kalir, was he first temple, second temple, between, we don't know. Maybe it's Kilorin, even, it's not even a person, he's a composite of a few people, maybe it's Rabbi Mordechai's son, we don't know. We don't know exactly where this came from. Rashi, there's a mention that Rashi makes it in Navi, where there's a pasuk that refers to a name, and Rashi makes some type of comment there that about the pasuk corresponding to a person's name. But then there are many who say that, no, it wasn't really Rashi, because in the Kisvei Yad, it's not there. The scholars get all excited about it. It wasn't really Rashi. It was added in later. Lo yodeh. But it seems as follows. And again, this is, I don't know for sure. But here's Here's a hot take, all right? Here's a hot take on what happens in the next world. We get to the Beis Din Shalmala, we get to that next place, so there's a lot of bureaucracy. There's bureaucracy. You know, like there's all these different things. They have to schlep all the sacks of mitzvahs and all the other stuff. And there's a divine algorithm. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has some app, or whoever runs the store, runs it over there, has some app that has to constantly iOS, you know, upload. And the battery's running low because he's obviously using an iPhone. And trying to figure out exactly like what's going to be with us, where we're going to go. You're going to go this way, you're going to go that way. Now, we don't know exactly. Take some time. All right, this is familiar to you, that there's some bureaucracy the same way. Yom Narayim, there's bureaucracy. When is the din? When's our judgment? Is it Rosh Hashanah? No. We write it on Rosh Hashanah. Yikaseivun, and then on Yom Tzom Kippur, Yichaseivun. What happened there between the time that it's written and it's sealed? There's bureaucracy. It takes time. There's a sloth working at the desk in the DMV, gets the papers. It's signed by the Malach HaMavis or something like that. And then it takes a long, it schleps out. There's a union strike and corona and traffic and God knows what they're using, old computer systems, so the internet's slow. And then they lose the file and they send it back to you. You have to fill it in because you used a blue pen or you didn't use a number two pencil filling in the circles. And some bureaucracy that until it gets to Yom Kippur and then the Gezeirah Din comes. But wait, it's not actually Yom Kippur. Right? Everybody knows it's not really Yom Kippur. It's Hoshana Rabbah, of course. We're talking about Hoshana Rabbah. Where's the kittel? There's a Hoshana Rabbah. That's the chesima. A good kvittel, right? Yeah, not exactly, because by chesidim there's more bureaucracy. It takes even longer. They're more schlepped out. Because there, it's when? Chanukah. Zos Chanukah, of course. V'zos Yavol HaKodesh. Chanukah, that's the chesima. The chesima of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. But we know it's not really then. It's Kippurim. Purim is the day that it's the Gezar Din, B'simcha, no? But not really Purim, it's Plag. It's Lag Bomer. It's Barib Shimon. That's when the Chesim, it's Yom Kippur inside, and it's Purim outside. And that's the, so there's a pain in the neck sloth in the upper world who's busy with the Chesima and the Ksiva, and it happens also when you get to the Beis Din Shalmala. You get up there, there's no name tags in the lobby. It's like there's a table waiting there with little cookies and water. Welcome to the big conference of, you know, your afterlife. And they give you a tag that tells you what room to go to in the seminar. And as the soul leaves the body, it takes some time to process the information and to identify, you know, who's this soul. Because they're not brown eyes and hair and don't know exactly weight and not wearing the right outfit exactly. The soul's up there. The body's down here. And the soul shows up and there's bureaucracy and takes time. There's a graphic description of what goes down and what happens at this time in the Sefer HaRokech. Okay, Sefer HaRokech is not for us. It's not for like modern Orthodox Ashkenazim. I'm being presumptuous here. I'm just speaking to the majority. Okay, not everyone. I'm speaking to the majority that this is not for like, you know, it's not for us. Not anyone who participated or who went to a school that participated in the Sarachek tournament. This is not. This is outside of. This is above our pay grade. Anybody who ever met friends for lunch on AMEC, you know, we're not learning the chapters in the Rokeach about what happens when we die. Most probably. And if we are, it's not going to, you know, if we are, you can take Dr. Benji's number and make an appointment. Rabbi Lazar Rokeach, Zechusi Agen Aleinu, was one of the Balei HaTosfos. He was the last of the Hasidei Ashkenaz. You know what that means, the Hasidei Ashkenaz? That was in the 12th century. That's like Rav Amnon of Mainz territory. That's where he was from, Mainz. You know that story? The Rav Amnon story? That story that everybody flips to and reads every year? That like horrific story that has maimed, damaged generations of wonderful Jewish children who want to come to shul and daven and have a relationship with Hashem in a healthy, normal way. Just thinking about the disfigured body of Rav Amnon from Mainz. But that's what was happening during those days, during that generation. Crusades, the Christians. The Judeo-Christian ethic, so that's the Judeo-Christian ethic. That was going on. He was a tzaddik and a kaddish of Balazar Rokeach. He wrote a lot about suffering and about redemption and about holy vengeance and about the afterlife, about death. A lot about death and what happens to the soul and what happens to the body. His wife and his daughters were murdered in front of his eyes. Crusaders. The person who lived a very heavy life. He has a sefer called the Shari Hasod V'Hayichud, which of course I bought when I was Shana Aleph because of the title. Because I thought it was like Shara Yichud Ve'emuna or something. And I also bought a Sodi Sharim, like anything that had like a title. No, I had no idea. But apparently, it's the deepest. Nigla and Nista together is a person with unbelievable breadth and depth in Torah. Zohar Kech writes about Chibut HaKever. Chibut HaKever is the process that of what happens when a person leaves the world, when the body remains and the soul leaves. The Ari HaKadosh explained 500 years after Rabbi Elazar Rokeach, it's too heavy for Motzei Tisha B'Av. In Malasot, it takes me a long time to get out of this. In Malasot. 500 years after Rabbi Elazar Rokeach's wife and daughters were murdered in front of his eyes. And he wrote these prakim about Chibut HaKever, about what happens how the soul becomes prepared for its judgment. The Ari HaKadosh framed it. Explained that Chibut HaKever and the process of identification, so to speak, and preparation for judgment in the next world, the goal is to shake the unholiness that has been stuck to the soul. That doesn't affect the etzem, the essence of the soul, but garments attach itself to the soul, and that has to be like shaken off, like the dust has to be shaken off. Sometimes when you have like a carpet that needs to be cleaned or a garment that gets dirty, you have to like bang it a little bit to get the dust off. Just as you do that to a garment, to a jacket that has a little dust on it, that's what happens to the neshama in the next world. It's not to punish the soul. It's not else punishment, the Ari HaKadosh said. It's not onesh. It's cleanliness, to make the jacket clean, so you can put on the blouse and feel like a mensch. So the Rokeach explains, and this is again a very cursory understanding of just to help understand the sikha that we're learning in Sikh Sarad. The Rokeach explains that when the soul departs the body and comes to the next world, the Malach HaMavis, I don't understand exactly what this means, but the Malach HaMavis grabs hold of the soul and like the Iron Sheik puts him into a camel clutch, gets him down on the floor, puts his knee on the neck of the neshama, and literally uses physical force to beat the soul as if the sweater or the blouse is being cleaned. But all the while asking, what is your name? What is your name? And when man replies, or the soul replies, and the essence of who we are replies, I don't know. I don't know my name. So then the Malach HaMavis, this is what the Rokeach describes, picks up the soul, stands it up to trial. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Rishayim don't know their name. They don't know their name. In the next world, the Rasha doesn't know their name. But Tzadikim can self-identify. Tzadikim can stand up in the next world when the Malach HaMavis or this Bezdin Shalmala grab hold of us and say, who are you? Who are you? What's your name? A person who lives their life, Be'or HaTzadik, who knows their name, meaning, knows their purpose, knows their tachlis. We describe the name represents the essence, can stand up and say, this is my name is. Tzadik knows their name, so then they're spared a certain amount of that process. Now, the Kitzur HaShlah, that's what the Art Scroll quotes. The Kitzur HaShlah. I looked in the Shlah HaKadosh many times for this. Shlah HaKadosh makes certain comments. But it's certainly of ancient origin. That when we, the intention of saying those psukim, that pasuk with our name in the Hilul Ratzon at the end of davening, is so that in that moment when we get like frazzled, when that goon, so to speak, is on us saying, what's your name? Who are you? Adonai Atzil Nafshi V'Svashekim Milshon Rimiyah. I know my pasuk. Wake a person up in the middle of the night, a soldier. What's your name? They can tell you their name, their rank, their file, their ID number. They can withstand interrogation. Right? We've seen it in movies Or we've heard about people who've seen it in movies. That in the midst of an interrogation, what's your name? Who are you? Who do you work for? Trained to say, Adonai Hatzil Nafshi Sashek Mishon Rimiya. And the Shulchan Aruch says that, the koch of that pasuk expresses our name's essence, our purpose, our place in the world. Well, Bava Chareba explained also. This is what we're doing. In our lifetime, the whole thing is about Tikkun Amidos. And we're trying to deal with the Yetzirah, fight the Yetzirah, dance with the Yetzirah, overcome and elevate the Yetzirah and the challenges. Now, the way we deal with those challenges, with those fears, or with those weaknesses called the Yetzirah, this is contemporary, using the language of contemporary psychological talk, is that when we name that fear, we name that anxiety, we name that weakness. If I could put a name, a tag on it, a label on it, that means that I understand that I've identified it. This is like being Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbo, me saying this in front of Dr. Benji. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, the Rebbe explained, when we name, fighting the Yetzirah, dealing with the Yetzirah, understanding, self-knowledge means I can name what I'm struggling with. And Rishayim ignore that in their lifetime.
If you can name it, you can tame it.
If you can name it, you can tame it. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
It's yours now.
Plymouth Rock land on us. If you can name it, you can tame it. It's like Clyde Frazier doing the old Knicks games.
I didn't hear no bell.
If you can name it, you can tame it. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, if you can name it, you can tame it. That's what he said. Rishayim don't try to deal with the Yetzahara and identify what they need to work on. So there's no name to the weakness. They didn't do that task during a lifetime. So after the Petir, when the Rasha goes to the next world and has to give Din V'cheshbon, they don't know their name. But a Yid that's working on themselves, working on this midah and that midah, with being temperamental or not speaking quickly and not being nice to our siblings, or we're trying to not be selfish, we're trying to like be more consistent, I can name what I'm working on. That means I know who I am. So when I'm asked in the next world, who are you? What's your name? Adonai Atzil Nafshim Sashekim Shon Rumiyah. Because that's what Rabbeinu says here. Hashem hu davar gadol ma'od. This Sunday, Uncle Moshe will be here. It's the only thing I say to them. When I say, Uncle Moshe, when you come, you got to just sing the song. I've got a name. I've got a lovely Jewish name. My parents, it should be well, gave each of us Jewish names. They didn't want us to have names that weren't Jewish. I'm Judah. My brother's name is Eli, Sarah, Ariel. They want to have Jewish names. Ariel, so that wherever we'd be in the world, that would be our name. That would be how we were identified. We couldn't have like a slave name, so to speak. We didn't have a slave name. That's why Malcolm Little changed his name to Malcolm X. Because he knew that his name Little was a slave name. That was what was imposed on him generations earlier by his Elta Zetas, who were slaves. And he wanted to be a free man. And to be a free man, you have to know your name. You have to have an identity. We have an identity. He said one of the qualities of being a free person is being able to ask questions. We also have to know who we are. We have to have a name, an independent identity, a shame. Hashem hu davar gadol ma'od. There's a very, very powerful kapitel of Tehillim that it's actually very relevant to today. Tehillim Pei Gimel. It's one of those kapitelach that the Mo'etzes Gedolei Torah established, one of the three chapters of Tehillim that they established to say after davening for the Eis Tzara to have the Hashem Shav Rachmanos on the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. To have mercy, Hashem Shav mercy on the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, and they added three prakim of Tehillim at the end of davening. Pei Gimel is one of them. Mizmor LaAsaf. Who was Asaf? Do we know Asaf was? What's Mizmor LaAsaf? Does anybody know who Asaf is? Who are these people? He's got a whole bunch of kapitlach of Tehillim for Asaf, and a lot of them are songs, and most of them deal with really not very happy things, destructive things. Churban Beis HaMikdash. Actually, there's a medrash that describes, that asks the question. There's a famous, you know the answer, but the question, it's a famous answer, but the question really is the kicker. Mizmor la'asaf, or Mizmor Shir la'asaf, there's a few of them. They all deal with destruction. So the Tanoim asked, what kind of mizmor, what kind of song is this? It should be kinna la'asaf. It should be a kinna, not a mizmor. What kind of song is it? So they explain that the celebration or the song is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take out his wrath on us, he took out his wrath on Eitzim Vavanim, on sticks and stones. That's... it's very mature, but whatever. You should really say Kinel Asaf. Kinel Asaf. But instead it's Mizmor La Asaf. Who is Asaf, by the way? Asaf was a Levi. That's what we know from one of the Mizmorim. He was a Levi. And we know that he lived at the time of David HaMelech. He was a contemporary. He was David HaMelech's friend. We know about, there's a lot of different parts in the Navi that talk about David HaMelech and his Chaverim and his friends. David was spent a lot of time alone. You know, it's lonely at the top. You don't really have sometimes people to share the burden with. People don't really understand what you have on your plate, what he had going on there in the kingdom, in the palace, with the nations that were around him militarily, politically, economically. Forget theologically what he was going through, and then let alone what was going on, the disaster that was unfolding inside of his own home. Sexual assault and rebellion against him. The son wanted to kill him. Division of the king. I mean, there's a lot going on there. David HaMelech, a lot going on. But he had a friend. Asaf was his friend. And after David HaMelech, Asaf was actually composed a lot of the Tehillim. This is not like a popular thing in the Hashkafa classes about David HaMelech writing Tehillim, but Asaf composed a number of Tehillim. And he was in David's Chevra. And Mekablin Dein Min Dein, friends come up with something. It was from Beit Midrasho Shel Divrei Chacham Benachas. So it was from the base Medrash of David HaMelech emerged some Mizmorim from Asaf. A parenthetical but very important point. Hashem showed his mercy on Klal Yisrael by not venting his anger against the people, just against stones and sticks. But here's what Mizmor Pei Gimel, the Mizmor that the Gedolim chose to bring down mercy on Klal Yisrael. Shir Mizmor La'asaf. Elohim al dami lach al techarash val tishkotel. God, don't be silent, don't be still. Kinei ve'achayem ayun, because the enemies are getting stirred up. Masanacha nasurosh, and those who hate us are lifting up their head, meaning like they're gaining steam. Alam chayari musod, against your nation, all of these enemies are plotting secret plots against us. V'siatzu al tzvunecha, they're taking counsel against tzvunecha, against your protected ones, your beloved ones, your the ones that you hold on to. Amru l'chu v'nachidei migoy, the enemies of the Jewish people say, come, let's get together and destroy that nation. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od, and the name Yisrael will not be known any longer. This is Asaf's Mizmor about what's taking place in Churban when our enemies gather together around us to plot our destruction for the purpose and goal. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. The name Yisrael shouldn't be known anymore. Hashem udavar gadol ma'od. We're learning the Sichos in order. We're up to Mem Dalet today. Hashem udavar gadol ma'od. Breonna Taylor. Everyone knows Breonna Taylor? Say her name. Breonna Taylor. You know who that is? She was killed in Louisville by police officers. She was murdered. Say her name. There was a campaign in the world. Say her name. Breonna Taylor. You know her name? You know the name George Floyd? Say their names. That thing. Ellen. Oprah. All the Gedolei Umas HaOlam posting all over their social media to know the names of the people who were murdered. They were killed. They were murdered. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. Rahmanul Itzlan. Eric Garner, say his name. Because without a name, you're meaningless. You're just a number, a statistic. The Germans turned us into numbers to dehumanize us, to take away our essence. That we don't matter. Nachash Schwarzer killed here, Nachash Schwarzer killed there. That's the attitude of the world. So they said, no. This is a person. B'tzelem Elohim. No. What's the difference what their color of their skin is? This is a person. This is a human being. In Yiddishkeit, we don't have colors. We don't have, it doesn't exist by us. There's Jews of every color, of every race, of every ethnicity, of every walk of life, from every country and every look and every shade. And every single life is chashuv. And every human being is created in God's image. And what a powerful campaign. Say my name. Know who she is. Breonna Taylor, murdered by police officers. Without getting into the bilbulim of galus. It's not me. I'm not getting into the bilbulim of galus. Of America burning. But I started saying Tehillim 83 that the Moetzes wanted you to say for the Nebuch Jews of Eretz Israel the last few months. Don't worry, I've been saying it for the Jews of America. Bo la'aretz miyad. Bo la'aretz miyad. The goal of our enemies ultimately is to eradicate our sense of self. To destroy us. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. That the name of Israel shall no longer be known. Go home, Jacob! Go home, Jacob! You saw the video? How many times did you watch the video? I watched it 200 times. The Jew boy mayor from Minneapolis coming to talk to the chevra who are protesting. Swear to us that you'll defund the police. He said, I can't make that commitment. Go home, Jacob! Go home, Jacob! There's a bas kol that comes out every single day. Sometimes prophecy is written on subway walls and tenement halls. Sometimes it comes out of a megaphone in Minneapolis at a rally. V'lo yizachar shem Yisrael od. That means that Klal Yisrael and Golos are not able to reach the stature of Yisrael. Ki sarita im Elokim v'manashim v'tuchal. A Yid in Golos is the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu. It's the nun in the middle. It's bent over, fakvetched. It's the heel. It's not Yisrael. This movement was so powerful. It's so powerful. The say my name, say their name movement. We have to learn from that. We have to honor that. And we have to learn from that. Hashem Udavar Gadol Ma'od. I don't know if it's the Malach HaMaves, if it's Saro Shal Esav that was struggling with Yaakov Avinu, or if it was the Yetzer Hara, or if it's that came from Yishmael and Esav together, Eliphaz and Amalek, that has its knee on the neck of the Jewish people in Chutz La'aretz. That's saying, say your name. Shaking us and beating us, saying, say your name. Know your values. Know who you are. Know where you belong. Know for whom you take a knee. You're called an Am Mordechai. That's what we're called, an Am Mordechai. An Am Mordechai, lo yichrav lo yishtachavim. We bow in the Beis HaMikdash, period. Not for Haman, not for anyone. For the Beis HaMikdash, that's when we bow. We prostrate ourselves in the Shem HaMefurash, and that's it. But what do we want? 80% of Klal Yisrael didn't make it out of Mitzrayim. Makas Choshech, they stayed there. The Rosh HaLatorah says it wasn't 4 out of 5, but it was 499 out of 500 Jews didn't make it out of Mitzrayim. There's a bilbul in Golos. They couldn't remember their names. They got stuck in Jacob. And forgot that what it means to be Yid means to be Yisrael. So Yitzchak Ginzburg explains the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came into the world at a time when the Jewish people were in bad shape. Pogroms, poverty, infighting, anti-Semitism, just illiteracy. Klal Yisrael was on the level of like feeling faint and unconscious, passed out. And when a person passes out and loses themselves, loses consciousness, so how do you revive them? You ever been in such a situation? I took lifeguarding class. We learned this there. When a person's out of it, so you get in their face and you call them by name. You give them smelling salts, but you call them by name. You call them by name. Dani. They call him by name. Jacob, Shana, you're awake? Get with me, stay with me. Judah, you there? You there? Judah, come on, stay with us, buddy, come on. Come on, Judah, stay with us. Ugh. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came into the world was in a state of faint-heartedness, of having lost consciousness. Klal Yisrael was like a body laying on the floor, passed out. And naming their child Yisrael with the kavana to wake up the Jewish people. Yisrael! It's the Baal Shem Tov, the master of the good name, Shem Tov, named Yisrael. Yisrael, Yisrael, Jews, wake up! There's a God who loves us, that we're connected to, that we're responsible toward, who's waiting for us, who believes in us. Our enemies desire to eradicate our names, that they seek to make us forget who we are, forget our purpose in the world. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. Sicha Mem Gimel, I just want to finish this unit. I left off in the middle a couple nights ago. The beginning of Sicha Mem Gimel. Al yidei marishchora va'atzvus, because of sadness and depression, einam yodim mishmo. We come disconnected. We don't know God's name. Mishmo could also mean one's own name. When a person is broken and bitter and sad and depressed in darkness, in a yodim mishmo, we don't know our name and Hashem's name. But Derech Tzachut, Rabbeinu throws a little joke in over here, a little one-liner. He prefaces it by saying, here's a... Shames, when someone is dead, when a corpse is laying there, Shesholen oso shiomar shmo. Right, in the next world, when they ask, when a dead person's laying there, and they say, hey, what's your name? What's your name? Hu shocheach et shmo. He doesn't remember his name. Right? We don't remember the name. Why? Somebody who's dead is in a bad mood, is feeling down. Someone who's dead is depressed, feeling down, and Morash Chora and Atzvos leads a person to forget their name. Alkein Eini Yodim Mishmo. A corpse doesn't remember its name because it's going through Atzvos and Morash Chora. Vaklal, and here's the rule. Tzarech Lizar Ma'od Ma'od Liot B'Simcha Tamid. Afilu Kmo Shehu. Whatever is happening and however I look like and whatever I'm going through. Even if chas v'shalom, I feel rachok ma'od ma'ashem yisparach. Still, afal pichein, yesh l'smach ma'od, shelo asani goy. Lo ha'meisim yehallelujah. The dead can't praise God. It's done. There's no more question. If life is one big question, the finality of death is the answer. Sichem Embeis. Again, I want to finish just the unit, to understand the unit. Sichem Embeis. Atzvos hu kamo shehu v'ka'as v'rogis. What does it mean that a person doesn't know their name when they're in a state of atzvos, in a state of morash chora, of darkness and sadness? What does that mean exactly? What's the definition of that? If we can name it, we can tame it. The rent is too damn high. Atzvos who kimo mishu who bekas of aroges. Someone who is in a state of atzvos is bekas. They're angry. Broiges. What do you know broiges means? What's broiges mean? What does it mean? Frustration. Broiges means broiges. I don't know what it means. It means broiges. Irritable, angry, frustrated. Kimo shemisrai mislonin alavis varach. Chas v'shalom. Al she'eno selo ritzono. I'm annoyed that Hashem isn't working for me. Hashem's not answering me the way I want it. So frustrated and angry at God. Lashing out. Ticked off. Negative. Morash Chora and Atzvos. It's feeling distant from Hashem. Things aren't going the way I want them to go, so I feel distant from Hashem. Avalev Nishbar. Avalev Nishbar. However, there's another state which is different than Atzvos, called Lev Nishbar. What's Lev Nishbar? A broken heart. Sicha Membeis, Lev Nishbar hu keben hameschate lefnei aviv. Ketinok shekovel uvochel lefnei aviv al shenitrachek mimenu. like a child who knows that I did something wrong. I know I was out of line. And now I want to make it right. So I come with contrite and sincere, brokenhearted over my mistakes. I'm not sad. Not sad. It's not depressed. It's not anxious. I disappointed myself. I fell short of my expectations and of yours. And I want to be close. That's not atzvus. That's called lev nishbar. They're two very different things. Now, elsewhere in the Kutim Aran, I think it's Memchet, Rav Nachman says that atzvus is the sitra achra. Atzvus is the manifestation of the other side. You have holiness. What's the opposite of holy? So Rav Nachman says atzvus. Holiness is joy, positivity, goodness, closeness, redemption. Atzvus is exile, darkness, bitterness, negativity, distance. Vashem Yisbarach soneh ota. That's what Rabbeinu says. God hates atzvus. When we get depressed or down, we beat ourselves up over mistakes, over missed opportunities. God hates that. That's a strong word. The Ribbono Shel Olam hates that atzvus. Lev Nishbar is an honest, self-aware way to come before the Ribbono Shel Olam with sincerity and contrition, wanting to make right, wanting to make good, knowing that I have a loving father, partner, friend who's there waiting for me on the other side. That's called Lev Nishbar. Now, just parenthetically, in the Baal HaTanya, and I just want to just be clear. When we say, what is, you know, Chassidus explains, or Chassidim do this, or the Tzaddikim do that, it's not fair. That's painting with too broad of a stroke. The Baal HaTanya has a very different language when it comes to atzvus in Tanya Lamed Aleph. I wasn't going to get so into it. But in Chabad, in the system of the Alter Rebbe says that atzvus actually has its place. You know, atzvus is not drawing from a holy source, it's not drawing from Kedusha. Atzvus is in the category of klipas noga. Is anybody with me? Don't care. It's all for you. Good. Atzvus doesn't draw from Kedusha, atzvus draws from klipas noga. That means that it's potential. And if a person feels down and heavy over a mistake or over some perceived or actual lowly state of Shmiras HaMitzvos or over the Tzar HaShechina or over Golos or Eicha or whatever it may be, then that atzvus, the Baal HaTanya says, is something is positive. Because that can create the impetus for us to want to yearn and draw closer to Hashem. But he uses a very specific language. Never a bitter heart. Never a bitter heart or anxiety over averos, chalila. Just an appropriate awareness of what an avera is, of what it means to miss tefillin, chas v'shalom. What it means to eat treif, to say lashon hara. It's a real thing. You break it, you bought it. It's a real thing. We don't. This narrative gets lost in the world of you know, canned inspiration that we scroll through. It gets lost because, you know, it's like we don't, we're afraid. The Sfaradim still have it. The Sfaradim are still holding strong because they're confident in the relationship with Hashem. So you can know that you get a punishment. It doesn't mean that Hashem hates us. God hates atzvus, the anxiety and the depression of sin that we feel, but not the sin itself. But when we draw from that heavy feeling, that means we're drawing from Gvuros and Dinim. Baal Tanya says, Yesh makom lezeh, there's a place for it. In Breslov, it's a little bit of a different language. In Breslov, the language is atzvus out, lev nishbar in. Lev nishbar means that we have a sense of humility, an awareness of the experience of Jewish history. That I'm aware when I come before Hashem, like I can't walk in with a big swagger and throwing myself around and saying, ordering everything on the menu. I have to understand that there's a bill that has to be paid. And that the credit card that's going to enable me to order these things is on the name of Hashem. And that I have to be a little bit humble and a little contrite and a little bit, you know, with a broken heart before Hashem. The Chabina Rav, Rabbi Erish Dov Wiedenfeld, Zatzal, came from Europe and came to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. It was one of the great Talmidei Chachamim Tzadikim of Eretz Yisrael. He came in a very painful state. We were talking earlier about the state of not knowing, of Eretz Yisrael being nikne with uncertainty. When the Chabin Rav came to Eretz HaKodesh, he didn't know if his children survived the war. Talui va'omed, he had no idea. And there's Tshuvot from the Chabin Rav, where he writes, you know, may God heal my shattered heart. In the middle of a tshuva, he writes, you know, here's what I understand it to be, here's what the halach is, and may God heal my shattered heart, for I haven't heard yet of the fate of my children. Meaning that was part of the tshuva. He wrote that in a few places. Well, he writes, on paper, for eternity, may God heal my shattered heart, I don't know what happened to my children. As time passed, already by 1946, it became clear, and he was makabel, and sat shiva over his sons. He writes in his chidushim about the pain that he feels being in Yerushalayim without his children, without his talmidim, that his whole kehila was killed. And he writes over and over again, may God heal my broken heart. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Posek Hador, Reb Moshe Feinstein. When Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, would write in Igros Moshe a psak that would suggest something going contrary to the view of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he would write to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach first and almost ask Rishus, permission. This is Reb Moshe Feinstein. Because Reb Shlomo Zalman was the Posek Hador, period. Reb Shlomo Zalman was once described that he was visiting the Chabin Rav in Yerushalayim. They're sitting together in Rechavia, in Shari Chesed, excuse me. And when he came out of sitting with the Chabin Rav outside the door, he broke down in tears, heaving, crying, sobbing. And they said to Shlomo Zalman, you know, and he said, I'm not crying. They said he talked about his children, he talked about his family. He said, I'm not crying specifically just over his sons, who were Talmid Chachamim, who would have lit up the world with their Torah, because there were infinite number of people who were killed, and Yidden who were killed, and Talmid Chachamim who were killed. But I'm crying over the simcha that he has in writing Chidushei Torah, and the simcha sachaim that the Chabin Rav has while having such a broken heart. Chabin Rav would daven quietly and deliberately. He davened. His hanhaga and tefillah was davening quietly and deliberately. There were two parts in davening where the Chabin Rav, or Rav Edenfeld, the Chabin Rav would shry, would shout out the psukim in davening. Otherwise, he didn't move, and he davened slowly and quietly. One was Az Yavor Amcha Hashem, that Hashem delivers the Jewish people through Yamsuf. He saw that as an expression of his own personal Yeshua, of going through a Mavir Banav Megizra Yamsuf, of whatever that means, Klal Yisrael coming through, being saved from Golos Mitzrayim. And the other, in Psuki de Zimra, so when he came to the psukim of Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes, Harofei L'Shvurei Lev, U'Mechabesh La'atzvosam, God builds Yerushalayim and brings in Nidchei Yisrael, brings in the remnants and the refugees of the Jewish people to Yerushalayim. Harofei L'Shvurei Lev, who heals the brokenhearted, U'Mechabesh La'atzvosam, and is like a healing balm, heals the wounds of their broken hearts. When he came to those psukim, the Chabin Rav would burst out in an emotional cry. Bonei Yerushalayim Havaya. The Divrei Shmuel explains, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Chanes. How does Hashem build Yerushalayim? Rofei L'Shvuri Lev, by gathering together all the broken hearts of the Jewish people all over the world. And he goes through it, the Divrei Shmuel inside. When a Yid feels brokenhearted and kvetches out something, Tashem, if there's a small krechts, a small brokenness, So that equals a small building block on the walls and structures of Yerushalayim. And if a person's really broken, has shiver and lave, and really has a broken heart, so then that's big boulders. Maybe that builds like a room. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. That's how God's called, the builder of Jerusalem. He brings in all of those who have been cast away, all those who are lost, refugees. Arof elu shvurei lev, mechabesh latzvosim. Yerushalayim is the healer. Yerushalayim is the place where those broken hearts can be healed, because Yerushalayim's heart is also broken. Rabbi Nachman says that everything in this world has a heart. Even the heart of the world has a heart. Yerushalayim is the heart of the world. It pumps vitality to all of the world. All of the continents, every place on earth is alive because Yerushalayim is pumping life to it. The same way that Shabbos Kodesh gives vitality and life to the days of the week. Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. Like the heart pumps to all of our limbs. All of the extremities are alive because of the heart. The heart of Yerushalayim in Golos is broken. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, when Klal Yisrael comes back with our little broken pieces of our heart, like we were talking last night, the walls take hold of us. And our broken hearts make up the building and the fixing of those walls, and the building of the Mikdash. What's the mechanism of that? How does that work exactly? Said Reb Shlomo Freifeld Zatzal, Harofe l'shvurei lev u'mechabesh la'atzvosam. How is a heart healed? The next pasuk is Mona mispar l'kochavim chulam shemos yikra. They're infinite stars, infinite millions and millions of stars, nondescript. Each one, God knows, we can figure it out with which one is what. Mona mispar l'kochavim, Hashem points out every single one. Chulam, each one is significant, is important. Each one has a name. It's not just a number. It's not just a number. Everyone has a name. The Yid is brokenhearted. Shvurei lev. How is mechabesh ba'atzvosam? How does Hashem heal our brokenness? Our sadness? How is our sadness wiped away? Chulam shemos yikra. By calling each of us by name. All the redemptive imagery in the Mumford & Sons songs are all about calling by name. Their enemies seek to undermine our essence, v'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. But we remember our name. Yisrael, Yisrael, we're revived by saying Yisrael. Kisarita im Elokim v'im anashim v'atuchal. We struggle theologically, we struggle philosophically, we struggle with God, we dance with the Ribono Shel Olam, we dance with the Yetzer Hara, with the sorrow shel Esav, v'atuchal. And we are able. You're no longer called Jacob, now you're called Yisrael. Yikari v'hem shmi. Shem avosai Avram v'yitzchak. The name of our avos are called through us, are upon us. Yirmiyahu Navi was the protagonist of today. Eicha, the first kinnah, Eikone in Yirmiyahu, I mean the most original of the kinnos. He was the prophet of doom. We discussed it a couple nights ago in Sichas Aran. He was rejected by his peers, ran out of town, spat at, cursed at. He was all alone, wasn't married. They threw rocks at him. Ultimately, he was taken by his own brothers and thrown into a pit underneath the city. And he heard the horsemen coming in to ransack the city. He heard the raping and pillaging and murdering. He heard the screams in the streets of the prophecy that he brought down that could have prevented it. And he experienced all of it. And they rejected him and hated him because he said what was going to happen and they couldn't hear the truth. He lived a very painful, painful existence. And yet, Yirmiyahu Navi says to the Ribono Shel Olam, Ata yadata Hashem, you know this. Zachreinu fakdeinu v'inakim limerod fai. You know that I've been chased and I've been run out of town and I've been made to suffer. I took a lot of abuse and punishment and embarrassment for your name, Ribono Shel Olam. I did it for you, Kvod Shamayim, with Mesiras Nefesh. Nonetheless, delivering your word, doing your shlichus, fulfilling my job, was lasason v'lasimchas levavi. I was overjoyed. I was filled with joy, with simcha. Ki nikra shimcha alai Hashem elokei tzavakos. What does it mean to be besimcha? What does it mean mema'atim besimcha? What does it mean to be besimcha tamid? It means that I know that my life has purpose. Osteos machshava. I have a consciousness, an awareness that I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. That my life has meaning. I have a name. Ki nikra shimcha alai Hashem. Your name is called through me. That's what it means to be a Yid, a Yehudi. That's Hashem's name. That's God's name. Yisrael, it's God's name. Our nations seek to make us forget our name. And we, when we're saying our psukim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, seek to hold on to our name, define our essence, know that we have a purpose. And that whatever we're going through, whatever hardship and difficulty, whatever gullus and suffering, total equanimity. He can handle it. He had a why. He had a purpose. He had a name. When we know our name, we know our reason, we know our purpose, and we can withstand whatever it is. Just to complete the unit, Sicha Memhei. Says Rabbeinu, Achar Lev Nishbar, after one has cultivated or achieved or learned to live with a Lev Nishbar, Ba Simcha. After brokenheartedness comes Simcha, real Simcha. Vezeh Simen, this is the sign. Tested and proven. Im Hayel Lev Nishbar, a person had a real Lev Nishbar, a broken heart, over the fallen state of the Shechinah and Klal Yisrael, Kishabach Arkach LaSimcha. The relief that we feel after Yom Kippur, the relief that we feel after Tisha B'Av, is the Simcha that comes after a Lev Nishbar. It's not the lifting of sadness. Because in the end of the day, what happened? At the end, we dance at the end of Yom Kippur, Hashemu Elokim, and we don't know. There's nothing. We haven't got. I didn't get like a. You don't get an email. You don't get like a WhatsApp from the upper world saying we believe in tshuva and we believe in the process. We have confidence in the relationship, but the simcha that we feel is the simcha that comes from Lev Nishbar. That's what Rabbeinu says, and that Motzei Tisha B'Av feeling, even though the world is still what the world is, is because we opened ourselves up with a little bit of a moment or two of vulnerability before Hashem and felt the pain of the Jewish people and our own pain. And that Lev Nishbar leads to Simcha. It's not Atzvos. Hashem hates Atzvos. It's not anxiety and depression, Chas v'Shalom. That's sickness. That has to be treated. That a person needs a Yeshua and needs a healing. That's not Yiddishkeit. Lev Nishbar, a broken heart over the world and over the Jewish people, Adai. Anybody who hasn't yet read Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust for the 14th time, so if you're over the age of 16, you're behind. You're behind. Has anyone in this room read Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust besides Dr. Benji and Rabbi Israel Amitai? Shai. Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. I'm not sure what my Yiddishkeit would be. That's my Yiddishkeit. Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, The Revolt by Menachem Begin, Exodus, They Must Go. Those are my books that I decided. I'm never missing Tefillin again. Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Well, you could read all the contemporary Chizuk story books because they all rip off Dr. Yaffa Eliach of blessed memory without quoting her by name. Anybody here go to Flatbush? Survey says, you got to recruit in Flatbush. Rabbi Eliach is the founding principal of Flatbush. He's the Ivrit master. Anyways, his wife wrote this book. It's a very important book. She was the first one to write up stories of survivors and present the emuna, the heroism and the gevura of survivors in the context of emuna. They already had written about the Warsaw Ghetto, that the fighters of the Warsaw Ghetto, and that was the heroism, the narrative of secular Zionism to show that this was not all Jews went like lambs to the slaughter, but we had strength too, and we fought in the Warsaw Ghetto, and that's also true. Menachem Zemba sold his Tashmish Kedusha to buy bullets from the underground Polacks in order to fight the Nazis with the Warsaw Ghetto in a Hanami. But Yaffa Eliach, Professor Eliach of blessed memory, wrote this book, Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, and she spent hours and hours and hours with the Blue Jeva Rebbe, as it's called. Rabbi Yisrael Spira, Zecher Tzadik of Kadosh Lebracha. The Blue Jeva Rebbe lost his family, lost his wife and children in the war. He was a contemporary of the Satmarov and the Kloisberger Rebbe and the Babov Rebbe, who came here with nothing, and the Kapishnitzer, and built up Yiddishkeit again. The Tzelem Rav, imagine that same age of people, of tzaddikim, that came from Eastern Europe, from Hungary, Poland, Skolena Rebbe, Ribnitzer, that came from survivors, from Russia, and from Poland, from the Nazis, and from the Soviets, and came to America, and like they brought Kedusha here. Brought Kedusha to this country. Anyways, she went to the Blue Jeva Rebbe, Professor Eliach went to the Blue Jeva Rebbe and sat with him for hours and hours and hours. Anyways, the Blue Jeva Rebbe remarried after the war in New York. Remarried a woman who was an Eishes Chaver, whose husband was a Kadosh, Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik. And they built a life together. They rebuilt. Both of them had lost their families. And his second Rebbetzin had a young child who had survived, and he raised him as his own son. His stepson, he raised him as his own son. The stories in Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust are mind-blowing. It was the first. You have to read it. After the Blue Jeva Rebbe was niftar, after the Rebbe left the world, his son, stepson, his oldest child, who he raised as his own, became the Rebbe. Now, if you look at the pictures of the Blue Jeva Rebbe, Zechusa Yogen Aleinu, the survivor, and Yibodo L'chaim Tov Maruchim, the current Blue Jeva Rebbe, his son, his stepson, they are spitting image exactly alike. They look exactly alike. It's wild. It's not genetics. The Metzius is, he's a spitting image of his stepfather. The way he carries himself, his eye color, the voice, the intonation, the depth of his voice, the way mannerisms, and just the tzura, the way his face looks. So someone had the courage to ask the current Blue Jeva Rebbe, like, what's the story? How did this happen? You have an uncanny resemblance to the previous Blue Jeva Rebbe, your stepfather. So the Rebbe said, there's a concept in halacha in treifas, the halachas of treifas, that if an animal has a broken bone, that even after shechita, there are certain fractures or breaks within the animal that can passel that animal, and the animal is not kosher, not fit to be eaten. But there is also a notion within the halachas of treifas called shever al shever yachdav yidbeku. That if there's two parts of the same, two breaks, if there's something broken that are part of the same bone, or two different bones are broken near each other, and they come together and they heal each other, shever, al shever, these two broken places, fractured places, heal each other, yachdav yidbeku, and it's considered as if it wasn't broken. It's kodem ha-brokenness. He said, when my father, the previous Rebbe, met my mother, he was a broken man. He lost his wife and his beloved family. And when I met the previous Rebbe, my father, I had lost my father and my siblings. And we were two broken pieces, two broken hearts. Shever al shever yachdav yidbeku. And with the yichud inside, when the hearts are connected, it stands to figure that the outsides reflect that as well. Rabbi Nachman says that the pathway to joy, to simcha in this world, is through a lev nishbar. Openness with Hashem, contrition. A child who's yearning to rectify and fix and clean things up. The way that we do that is by recognizing who we are, believing in ourselves, knowing our name. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear in death. Chibud HaKever, what's going to happen in the next world? You say the pasuk with Tmimus at the end of davening. Adonai Atzil Nafshi Masva Sheker Melashon Rimiya. When they ask us, what is your name? Who are you? She will say, I'm a Yid. I'm a Jew. Live like a Jew. Act like a Jew. Speak like a Jew. Behave myself and carry myself like a Jew. And I know my name. Knowing our name is redemptive. It's empowering. It means that we know our purpose and our essence in the world. And that's what it means to come to Yerushalayim. Nidchei Yisrael Yikanes. Nidchei Yisrael, those who haven't forgotten their name. We have a choice. We could be one of that 80% that gets stuck behind, or that 499 out of 500 who think their name is Jacob. Go home, Jacob! Go home, Jacob! Or we can say, no, my name is Yisrael. Kisarisa imelokim v'manashim v'tuchal. I can. And have a ruach acheres. And live a life of redemptive life. Remember who we are. And know our name. Hashem davar gadol ma'od, Rabbeinu says. And we know that name. Mechabesh la'atzvosam. Mona misbar l'kuchavim. Chulam shem asikra. If every star has a name, Klal Yisrael is compared to the stars in the sky. It's what Hashem promises Avram. Every one of us have a name. We have a lovely Jewish name. We hold on to that name and that mission, that purpose, with a lev nishbar, but with absolute joy and total simcha and focus on who we are and what we're doing in the world, then all of our brokenness will come together. That's what's happening here in camp with your campers. That's what's happening here together. Shever al shever yachdav yidbeku. And then we'll be zoche mirtz Hashem to the ultimate fulfillment of knowing our names. And should be able to say our names, Hashem's name, and God willing, all be able to come together as one and make our way back to Yerushalayim Abnuya. Sichas Aran, we learn things in order here. It's not chaos.